Let us all say amen. And I don't know about you, but if you are like I felt this week, this feels like making it to the finish line. You know, you go through the week and I don't know, sometimes I guess those that are familiar with track and field, you know, you have where they have a race called a hurdle race. You know, and sometimes those hurdles, when you get tired, seem taller and taller. And sometimes in the world, it seems like fighting the world and the devil gets the better of us. Amen?
Amen.
And so it's good. I feel like I've made it. When I get to Sunday morning, I've just made it to the finish line. And I know one thing, that tomorrow morning, you got to start that race again. But the one thing about this morning and about this day, it allows me to come in, and I'll show us in the scripture how we can re-energize ourselves, because you got it every week. Amen. And we're going to have this until the morning comes, until we lay our heads down. We're going to have this challenge. So again, I want to encourage us this morning from the Word of God. And again, if you're here this morning and you're not a member of the Church of Christ, we want you to know up front, we want you to become a Christian. We want you to become a child of God. We want you today, if you're not a member of the Church of Christ, we want you to understand the teaching that's in the Word of God. We want you to understand what God has commanded for everyone to do in order to become a Christian. You're not a Christian until you do what Jesus has commanded us to do. Amen? And so we want you to be baptized, water baptized, for the remission of all the sins that you've done in your life. And then the Lord, when you're baptized, the Lord will add you to the church and give you his spirit to dwell with you. Amen?
Amen.
And so if you're here this morning, we want you to follow along with the message this morning. But this message this morning is designed to help us in our study, our Sunday Bible study of resisting the who?
The devil.
We're resisting the devil. The more we can get an understanding from the Word of God to combat the devil, the more successful we can be in our Christian walk.
Amen.
Yeah, but the more we know from the Word of God, it's in the Word of God what God has given to us, but it's our responsibility, as we'll talk about this morning, to go into the Word of God to get those things. It's my responsibility also to share with you. And I've learned one thing about preaching now. I generally just preach what I also study. Yeah, because I know you having the same trials I'm having. If I'm having them, you having them. And so in order for me, I'm learning now more and more when I speak to the church, I don't have to look greatly for stuff to find the study. Just preach what you've been studying. And I think that'll bless us. Amen?
Amen.
And so on this morning, we're going to speak from the subject. I want us to understand that Paul said in his letter to the Romans, he said, but I see another law in my members. I see another law in my members. The Word of God tells us what Paul wants us to know. Brother Oles, if you'll turn me my clicker on this morning, and we'll get to working again for the church's sake. And I did this in Sugar Land last Sunday. They was appreciative. I just found that it's easier, more understanding when you preach from the Word of God to share what people are saying, because sometimes we have, as I said before, we have different versions of Bibles, but in order for me to help you understand, I want you to understand where I'm reading from. Amen? And so we're going to talk about, Paul said, but I see another law in my members. Brother Oles, you got verse 21 of Romans 7. Read through verse 23.
I find then a law that
when I would do good,
evil is present with me.
When I would do good, evil is still near me. That's what he said. Read.
For I delight in the law of God after the inward man.
But he said, I get a delight. And it's after the law of God, after the inward man. But I see
another law in my members.
I see another law in my members. And it's doing what?
Warring against the law of my mind.
It's warring against the law of my mind. And watch what it does.
And bringing me into captivity.
To what?
To the law of sin.
Which is in my what?
Members.
That's it. That's it. That's a lot of preaching up in there. Yeah, yeah. We just get this. We just get this. We just get this. So Paul said, he acknowledges, but I see another law in my members. And this law is warring against the law that is in my mind and is bringing me into captivity to the law of sin. He said, which is in my members. See, we got members. Yeah, I don't know if you noticed, you got members. And our members sin. We'll talk about that in the Word of God this morning. So again, I want to help us this morning as we look at this subject this morning. Brother Oates, go back up to verse 21 and read from again. We'll use you as our reader this morning. And to go back again, we're going to slow this thing down. And I hope those that are in the audience can get a clear understanding from the Word of God that it can do for you what it did for me in helping me to understand this war that I'm fighting. Amen. Brother Old, but I find
then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me.
So now, Paul is writing, and he talked about already, again, as I encourage people to do what is referred to as a manuscript study when you study the letter. And I try to say this constantly, that man gave us book, chapter, and verses so we can go and find things. But when Paul wrote to the Romans, he wrote one letter. And so sometimes you'll find that he may not mention things again that he mentioned earlier. But he said, I find a law. He said that when I would do good, he said, evil is what?
Present with me.
Yeah, yeah. Present means like tomorrow is present. That's near. So Paul wanted us to know that the law was not necessarily a law, but understand laws are designed to influence us. Amen? When I get on the freeway and I'm driving through a school zone, and I see that sign say, what it say in the school zone? Is it 30?
20.
They say what?
20.
I done got a ticket already. The speed limit say 20 miles an hour. Now, that law is to influence me. But now, the law that Paul's talking about is an influence to do that which is evil or morally wrong. That's what he's talking about. So again, you have laws. We're going to talk about two laws this morning. I want you to see them clearly. But this law, Paul is talking about all of us. Every one of us has something in us that would influence us to do wrong. Yeah. Yeah. All of us have in us something for us to do wrong. Paul said then, he said, I find in me a law. He said, when I want to do good, he said, evil is present. Yeah. You can always have this. As long as you live, you'll never get to the point that you're there yet. Yeah. Not when it comes to this Christian walk, because the devil ain't going to never give up.
Amen.
Yeah. And understand this about the devil. The devil understands what all of our weaknesses are. Yeah. All of our weaknesses are. And I said in a thing in a marriage class that, I think in a man's class, said the devil oftentimes, we know about, go to 1 John 2:15. Yeah, just drop this while we're here. 1 John 2:15. Yeah. I think I said this in the MAMS class, and it's worth sharing here. 1 John, is it 2:15 or 16? What I want, 16?
2:15.
What does it say?
Love not the world.
Yeah.
Neither the things that are in the world.
Yeah.
If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
What verse is that?
15.
I wanted verse. Read the next verse.
For all that is in the world.
All that is in the world.
The lust of the flesh.
Okay, so now, my flesh can lust. Read.
And in the lust of the eyes.
I can see stuff that I ought not get involved in. Read.
And the pride of life.
Sometimes I can elevate myself to a level that's not consistent with God. Yeah, so John wrote, he said that we have I have desires in me. I can be married and want to sleep with somebody else. Yeah. That's the lust of the... Yeah. That's wrong. If I'm not careful, that can influence me. Many marriages have broken up because somebody violated. So I can have that in me. Then he says the lust of the eye. Sometimes we can see stuff. They say pornography is real bad. Yeah. I can see stuff I ought not see. And sometimes I see stuff and I want stuff that I ought not have. My eyes. You know, we used to have a song, "Be careful little eyes what you. Be careful little feet where you. Be careful little hands what you." These are members. Our members can get us in trouble. Your feet can lead you to trouble. Your hands, I'll show you in the Word of God, your hands can get you in trouble. Yeah, you have those things. But Paul was saying there's another law, something that, again, the word law simply means something that influences me to do evil. He says present. Yeah, it's an influence. But then Paul says, and, well, let me ask this question here. I've said it before, I'm going to test the audience. Think of something you enjoy eating. Something that you enjoy eating. What if you could have it, whatever it is, every day, without any consequences? In other words, if I'm a diabetic, I can eat sweets every day. It ain't going to mess with me. Yeah. If I got cholesterol problem, I eat all the meat I want and they ain't going to bother my cholesterol. And so I ain't got to, whatever the doctor say, I ain't got to listen to it. And so you had an opportunity to have that thing every day. My question on the floor is, would you have it every day? Yes or no? Y'all can say yes or no. You could have it every day. Yeah, I was with a fellowship with a sister the other day, and she said that, I'm going to call her name, but she said she enjoyed something that she loved to eat. She said when she was growing up, she ate it every day because she enjoyed it. Every day. Think about it now. You could have it every day. There wasn't no consequences. You ain't going to gain no weight. Your blood pressure ain't going to go up. Nothing. Ain't worried about the salt. Yeah. Cholesterol, you can just have it every day. Somebody say, bring me the ice cream right now. I know that's right. Yeah. Yeah, no, bring me the ice cream. Watch this here. Bring me the ice cream, but put it up under a piece of apple pie. Amen, somebody. Yeah, then move away. Go find something to do while I enjoy myself. Yeah. Make a point, Brother Stroud. Paul said what? Verse 22.
For I delight in the law of God after the inward man.
Now watch what Paul said here. So the reason I asked you that test, because I want you to understand, this is what Paul was saying. The word delight in the text means something that gives a feeling of happiness, enjoyment, and pleasure. It can also bring satisfaction. Now Paul said, when it comes to this, the law of God gave him that. And I'm saying to all of us, if you don't get a delight, get Acts 17. Y'all use your Bibles too. I ain't going to do everything for you. Acts 17:11. Turn your Bibles there. Let me show you. Because I want to see, I think these people had that delight that Paul was talking about. These brethren, verse 11, Acts 17:11.
These were more noble than those in Thessalonica.
Okay, these men, Bereans, were more noble than them in Thessalonica.
In that they received the word with all readiness of mind.
They was ready every time the word was preached. Read.
And search the scriptures daily.
Search the scripture when?
Daily.
Read.
Whether those things were so.
See, they had a delight. And I'm saying for all of us, in order to fight the devil, you got to get a delight. As Paul said, let me go back to it. You got to get a delight in the law of who? That's the word of God. Yeah. So those days that I don't, and understand this here about, and I say this to all of us and to myself too, you don't find time to study the Bible. You make time. Yeah, you got to make time in your daily schedule. As I said before the congregation, I would encourage you to start your morning. Yeah, with your breakfast, with your breakfast, with your coffee, with your cereal, with your get you some Jesus. Yeah, 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 yeah. Paul said, I delight in the law of God. I'm going to show you how it works with the inward man. Notice he said, I delight, my pleasure is in, I got to get to a point that I just enjoy reading the Bible. Yesterday, my wife went out. My daughter was staying with, more you with Destiny yesterday? Am I right? Just say, what Destiny? Did she spend the night with you yesterday? Thank you, Destiny. See, I mean, you got to know your children. One on mute, the other one just say something. That's all right. They on mute. That you have to deal with them. So yesterday, my wife went. You went with Destiny to do y'all stuff, right? Okay. So I was home by myself. I knew that. I knew that yesterday. So what I said to Sister Stroud, I said, "Babe, you know what I'm gonna try to do? I'm gonna try to spend a day with the Lord. I ain't got nobody distracting me. I did my honeydews." Yeah, I did that. Yeah. Baby, I don't want to call and say, did you go to the bank? I went to the bank, Sister Stroud. Check the text. Yeah, I went. Yeah, I did that stuff. But I did what I did was I wanted my day to be spent with the Lord. And I'm just saying, well, you just study and meditate on the Word of God. And I'm going to show you in the text, after the inward man. See, you got an outward and an inward. Yeah, yeah. Outward and an inward. And so Paul said that we have to, how do you help us with this law that's in me, that's present, and that's near me? Paul said that one of the ways I gotta find enjoyment and pleasure. And it got to bring me, see, sometimes when I learn the Word of God, and I'll show you in the text, how the Word of God helps us in our situation. But if I'm saying now, if I'm one that if I'm not studying the Word of God every day, then you're giving the devil an advantage on you. Because the Bereans search the Scriptures daily. Yeah. Search Scripture daily. Yeah. Search Scripture daily. And so Paul said that I find a delight in the law of God after the inward man. Then he said, this is my text right here, but I see another law.
In my members.
Yeah.
Warring against the law of my mind.
Uh-huh.
And bringing me into captivity.
Yeah.
To the law of sin, which is in my members.
Now watch this here. Now Paul said in verse 22, he talked about the law of God. He said it's after the inward man. I'm going to show you how that worked. But then he says, but I see another law. I got another law, that law in verse 21. And it's in my members. Yeah. He said, now this law is fighting against the law of my what?
Mind.
That's the word, law of God. Yeah. So you got two laws. And both of them are designed, one law is designed to influence you. The other law, the law of God, is designed to allow us to govern our conduct. See, the Word of God is designed to keep us how to behave ourselves, how to do what's right. Yeah. Yeah. But Paul said, but there's another law. And this law, so I got in me a law, Paul said, that's a warring against the law of my mind, and it's bringing me into captivity. Yeah. Captivity meaning you are being captive because of a situation that makes free choice difficult. Sometimes with our children, you know, it's difficult sometimes to do what we're supposed to do. Yeah. Sometimes when it comes to our jobs, it's difficult to do what we are free moral agents. Can't nobody make you do something. But Paul is saying the law of sin will make you captive. Now, I don't know about you. How many? But I know about me. Sometimes I'll end up doing stuff that I don't want to do, and the devil just influences me. Yeah. And what Paul said, that law that is in my members, it brings me into captivity to the law of what?
Sin.
Yeah, which is in my
members.
Yeah. All of us got the law of sin in our members. All of us can be influenced. And when you start thinking that it can't, no, that's when you're setting yourself up. Yeah, but you need to understand that you have, all of us, and what Paul said, it will bring me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Yeah, all of us have that. Yeah. Husband and wife, you do something, you know, make you mad, and you go back to that old man. Yeah. If you ain't careful, you might start saying stuff we ain't heard in a week. Yeah. Yeah. We'll get there. Yeah. But then that's that influence. Because then understand this about all of us. The devil know where you came from.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. He don't want you to go where you want to go, but he know where you came from.
Right.
And he knows that all I got to do is just poke at it. Mm. All I got to do is get subscribed to, you know, just do something. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Do something that he don't like.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. And next thing you know, yeah, it's on then.
Mm.
Yeah. So how do we got two laws in us. One that influences us to do wrong, and then you got the law of God that's designed to govern us and for us to govern ourselves. And so Paul says that, if I'm not careful, that this other law, that's why I say, but I see another law in my members. So how do we deal with another law in my members? How does the law of sin work? Brother Owens, get from James chapter 1. Let's see how the law of sin work. Yeah. Law of sin work. James chapter 1, verse number 13. James said what?
Let no man say when he is tempted,
yeah,
I am tempted of God.
Yeah.
For God cannot be tempted with evil,
uh-huh,
neither tempted he any man.
Yeah. So James said, anytime you are tempted, anytime you're tempted, don't let the devil fool you and tell you God is tempting you. Yeah. I remember I was out there when I was in the world, you know, you say, well, they're just trying to tempt me and trying to get me. No, ain't nobody trying. You tempting yourself. That's what you're doing. Yeah. He said, let no man say, when I am tempted, I am tempted of who?
God.
He said, for God, notice now, for God cannot be tempted. Neither will God tempt who?
Any man.
So stop saying God trying to make you prove yourself. That's the devil working in you. Because James said in the next verse, but every man
is tempted
when
he is drawn away
when,
of his own lust,
yeah,
and enticed.
Yeah. Every one of us can be tempted when I'm drawn away by my own desires. Yeah. And so what the devil just want to know, he just want to see, you know, devil see, brother O's, you like a red automobile. Yeah. And so he know you like that red automobile. And so when he put that red automobile in front of you, well, I'm about to use myself because I use you, I might get you in trouble. Let me say, so a red automobile, like red automobile, myself. And the devil knows that's my temptation. Well, now, when the devil comes at me, he can come at me first with a blue car. Ain't going to do nothing, ain't going to move me. But then when he bring a red car, he might have a sister in a red dress.
Mm.
Brother O say, you better watch that, brother. You better stay to read, man. Yeah. So the devil, understand about the devil. I think I didn't finish my part on 1 John 2:15. I want to say that the three ways that the Lord gives us that the devil tempts us. The lust of the eye, the lust of flesh, and the pride of life. But along with that, The devil can shoot at us through our weaknesses and through our fears. Yeah. So along with that, and through our ignorance. Let me show you that in the Bible. Get from me Romans 10:3. Romans 10, verse 1. Let me show you that. So those are the note takers. So it ain't just what you see and what your flesh wants, but the devil works on other stuff too. Yeah. Romans 10:1. The Bible says what?
Brethren.
Uh-huh.
My heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved.
Read.
For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they being ignorant.
They being what?
Ignorant
of
God's righteousness.
Have gone about.
To establish their own righteousness.
Has not submitted.
Themselves unto the righteousness of God.
So sometimes the devil can get us because we're just ignorant of something. We don't know something. Yeah, you got to be careful. What we do at Highland Heights, make sure we do book, chapter, and
verse.
Because we can be doing something ignorant, not knowing what we're doing. So one way the devil can come at you, because you just don't know. That's why you need to study every day. Secondly, the Bible can come, the devil can come at us, get from me Matthew 25 and start at verse 24. Yeah. Matthew 25 and verse 24.
Then he which had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art an hard man,
reaping
where thou hast not sown,
and gathering
where thou hast not strawed.
And I was what?
Afraid.
Yeah.
And went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine.
Sometimes the devil can get us because we just scared. Yeah, you just scared. He said I was what?
Afraid.
Sometimes we don't do right out of fear. And sometimes it's the fear of the consequences. We don't want to do something. You know, you scared. You know what I'm saying? No, you can be scared. No. Sometimes you're going to have to face your fears. But in this case, the devil, he told the Lord, Lord, I know how you are, you this and that, and I was afraid. Sometimes he get us through fear. And then sometime, Matthew 26, and start at verse 40, 26 and 40, the third way. So we know through our ignorance, through our fear, and the last one, Brother O.
And he cometh unto the disciples, and findeth them asleep, and said unto Peter, What could ye not watch with my 1 hour? With me 1 hour.
Yeah.
Watch and pray, that ye enter not into temptation.
But?
The spirit indeed is willing,
but
the flesh is weak.
Sometimes we just weak. Our flesh is weak. Sometimes we're not as strong. Understand your flesh. The flesh is that side of you that goes against God's will. Yeah. Jesus told him, he said, now I want you to watch and pray. He said, now don't enter into temptation. He said, now I know your spirit indeed is willing, but your what is weak?
Flesh.
Flesh is weak. Sometimes we just get weak. Yeah. So we got to understand about the devil. The devil don't play. And he's going to find out your ignorances. He'll find out your fears. And he'll find out your weaknesses. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. And when he finds them out, it's on. Mm. Back to James. Verse 15. Let me get, because I got to get my message and finish up. Then when lust is conceived, verse 15, 1:15, when you get there. Take your time. I'm patient with you. Yeah.
Then when lust had conceived, it bringeth forth sin.
Yeah.
And sin, when it is finished,
bringeth forth what?
Death.
That's spiritual death. Yeah, not physical. Well, you're going to die. At some point, you can die outside the Lord. But this death he's talking about is spiritual. Yeah. So notice that's the law of sin. So notice that first I got to get tempted. And then, you know, it's just like somebody say, well, she almost pregnant. No, she ain't almost pregnant. Yeah. Either you are or you
not.
Yeah. So you either conceive or you don't conceive. But if that behavior gets pregnant in you, it's going to bring forth, And see, Timothy said, Paul told Timothy, he said, but she that liveth in pleasure is what? Yeah, so you can be physically alive and be spiritually dead. You come to church every Sunday and you still spiritually dead because you don't have no relationship with God. You just come here and I'm just here. Yeah. 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 I can be spiritually dead and come here every Sunday. Be spiritually dead. But that's my responsibility. So how? Let me finish up. How does the law of God work in our mind? Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, Brother O. Let me take it. Hey, look at Brother O. Just take a seat. I got this. 1 Corinthians 2:10. But God has revealed them unto us by his what?
Spirit.
Yeah. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. In other words, God has revealed his law to us by his Spirit. Then Brother Brooke talked about that, how the Spirit gave those things to us. 2 Peter 1:20-21. The Spirit gave it to man. Man wrote it down. But it was revealed to us by his Spirit. He said, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. He said, for what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of a man which is in him? He said, even if that is the case, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of who?
God.
Yeah, so that's why we got to study the law of God. We can't get the Spirit of God unless we study. Just because you have the Holy Spirit in you don't mean the Holy Spirit can do anything unless it has the Word of God in you. Yeah, God give you a spirit. What the Holy Spirit designed is to do is to hold the Word in you and help you when you need. I'm going to show you that in the Word of God. Amen, somebody. Amen. Let me get there. Let me get there with you. Yeah, so I talked about the inward man. I got it. So he said, but now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of who?
God.
That we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. We can know God's will from the Holy Spirit who gave it to man, to Paul and others to write down. And God said he has freely given it to us. So the only way we don't get it, we don't want it. Only way we don't get it. But how does that work, Brother Stroud? He says, for which cause we faint not, 2 Corinthians 4:6. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. See, I got an outward man. And this outward man that I got, this brother almost about to turn 60. That's the outward man. Yeah. And I don't care how much every time I look, Brother Tim, it's getting grayer and grayer. I think the other day, Sister Stroud looked at me and said, Brother Stroud, you getting gray. I said, and? Yeah. I'm going to leave that alone. Yeah. Yeah, but the outward man is getting older. Get older. And let me encourage us. The older you get, the more you got to work to try to stay where you're at. Because if you don't, you're going to keep going down and down and down. Yeah, you got to work at this thing. Yeah, but he said the outward man perished. Yet, now watch this here. But you got an inward man. Remember Paul talked about that inward man after the law of God. Now, how does the inward man work? The inward man is our spiritual side, which enables us to make moral judgments. So when I have the Word of God in me, it allows me to make good judgments. Yeah, that's the inward man. That's why Paul said, but I delight in the law of God. There's something inside of me that's the law of my mind, the Word of God. Yeah, so how does that work in the life of a Christian? Watch this. He said, let him that stole steal no what?
More.
Yeah. But rather let him
labor,
working with his hands, that which is not what?
Good.
See, now I can use my hand. I can go and steal something. Go see this purse down there. I just go down there and just pick this thing up. These are my members. Yeah. My members. My hands are part of my members. I can take this and steal. But now, when I understand the law of God, the Word of God tell me, let him that stole, don't steal no more, Brother Stroud. Go out and get you a J-O. Yeah. Yeah. He said, now use your members for good. With his hand, that which is what?
Good.
That he may have to give to them that what?
Needed.
Yeah. So that's the law of God. Work it in me. Now, when I was out in the world, it wasn't nothing. I remember it wasn't nothing for me to go into a grocery store and make sure ain't nobody watching. Now, I know y'all ain't never done this. Y'all been Christian all your life, and y'all ain't never done this, and I'm telling on myself. But I would go in the grocery store sometime, and sometimes you go with somebody else. You know, sometimes you have to, you've done this before, brother. I tell you by your look, you've done this before. But you have somebody to go in there and distract the cashier. And then we use, I'm from Florida now, we call it five-finger discount. Y'all ain't understand that. I use my five fingers to get a discount on not paying. Yeah, that's called
stealing.
That's stealing. Yeah, we did it. Mm-hmm. And understand this here. Nobody had to teach me to do that. Mm-hmm. Paul said, but I find a law in my members. Yeah, it's in there. Yeah, you know, little children, you raise them up. You don't have to tell them. You can tell a child, don't go get that. Mm-hmm. Turn your back. Yeah. So it's in us. Well, Paul said, how the law of God works is that the law of God teaches me. Mm-hmm. Notice what I'm going to say. I said, the law of sin influences you to do wrong, but the law of God governs your conduct. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Watch this here. He said, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is what?
Good.
See the difference? The law of God is about doing good to the use of edifying. So what the Lord said, so if you one that's cursing people, that's the law of sin that's in your members. Your mouth is a part of your members. Your lips are part of your members. So he said, let no corrupt communication. Stop talking to people that way. Then, as you grow as a Christian, he says, when you talk to people, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. You know, sometimes we tell people, I'm going to give you a piece of mind. Now, you need your mind. I know you. You need all the mind you got to make it in this world. Amen. Don't give nobody, especially for free. Yeah. So God has given us God's laws that help us with our behavior. Amen?
Amen?
Yeah. And then he tells us, he said, grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. And the word grieve in the text means to cause pain. See, we can cause pain to the Holy Spirit that's in us when we won't do right. Yeah. When I'm out stealing. When I'm out cussing, I'm doing things that the Holy Spirit has already taught me not to do, then I can grieve the Holy Spirit. I can grieve it. I can grieve it. And so, what do I do, Brother Stroud, as I close? I'm going to give an invitation. I understand that as long as I live, I'm going to have the law of sin near me. Always. But that other law, which is the law of God, that feeds my inward man. And see, Paul said that yet your inward man is renewed day by day. Let me say this to all of us. No matter what you went through one day, you can wake up the next day and be strong again. Yeah, that's why the text said, renew day, every day. Every day. So sometimes, you know, we go through and the devil knocks us down. And sometimes he will knock us out. Yeah, yeah. I mean, sometimes it ain't no standing eight count. He knocks us. But what Paul was telling them in the Corinthian letter, don't worry about being knocked out today, Brother Stroud, because if the Lord allows you to see the next day, you got a chance to be strong again.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
And that's why when I go to bed at night, I want to make sure I ask the Lord each night, I pray to the Lord, Lord, forgive me for any sins that I may have done. Any sin. For that way I can wake up the next morning and I can be renewed. But that's why when you renew now, it takes the word of God to strengthen you. You can't be strengthened without the Word of God. See, sometimes we think there's this socialization. All you need to study the Word of God. Yeah, they search the Scriptures every day. Amen?
Amen.
And so I wanted to help us this morning, and I'm closing. My time is up. But us to see that you got two laws in us. One going to influence you to do wrong. The other one would help you to do what was right. But again, that's why it's so important to study the Word of God, know how the devil works, knowing the thing. And sometimes, 2 Corinthians 13:5, sometimes what some of us need to do is examine ourselves. Yeah. I need to know what the weaknesses are in me. Yeah. I need to know what they are. Why? So I can work on them. So I can go to the Word of God and I can work on those things. But again, as I said before, I got to delight in the law of God. I got to feed the inward man, not the outward man.
Amen.
Now, sometimes we'll let the outward man do whatever you want. Want to go on vacation, want to go do this. What are you doing for the inward man? If you're here today, you're not a Christian. How does one become a Christian? Paul said, and I'm still going back, right back to Romans letter. He said, so then faith cometh by what?
Hearing.
And hearing by the Word of God. What is it I need to hear, Brother Stroud? Paul said, when he first wrote, when I talked about that manuscript, when he first wrote the letter, he said, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believe it, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. So if you're here this morning and you're not a Christian, you got to hear the gospel of Christ. The gospel of Christ, the word gospel means good news. You need to hear the good news, what God did for you. What God did was ask his son to come down to this earth and to die for your sins. That's what he did. And the Bible says if we believe it, it can lead to salvation. Yeah. So how does that work, Brother Stroud? You have your sin. Right now, you're here this morning. You're not a member of the Church of Christ. You are not a Christian. Let me say that. You're not a member of the Lord's Church. You are not a Christian. But how do I correct that? He said, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? So right now, you are in your sin, and you have a chance not to continue. He said, God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer than? So now what he's saying to us, that he was talking to those that are Roman, they died to sin. Christ died for sin. We die to sin. How do we die to sin? He said, how do you do it? He said, no, you're not. There's so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death. In other words, when Christ died, John 19:34, when they pierced him in the side, out came blood and water. When you die to sin, those same two elements are present. We have the water by faith, the blood is in the water, and you are baptized into Jesus Christ and into Christ's death. And then when you get up, he said, therefore, notice now it's a burial. We bury a person. When you bury a person, you don't leave his body on top. You take him up under. He said, we'll bear with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. When you come up out of that water, now you knew. Yeah, now you knew. You brand new. Yeah, but until you do that, you are not. There may be somebody here. No, I've learned also sometimes you can have sometimes people that come here that you think are members and they've never obeyed. They've been coming for some time, for days, for months, excuse me, for years, and still have not become a Christian. So I want to say to you, if you're here and you've been coming to Highland Heights and we've been assuming that you've been baptized, you have not, you are living outside your privilege. And understand this here, you don't have the Holy Spirit, so you don't have that inward man working in you because you don't have the Holy Spirit. Yeah. And so once you are obey God and you're water baptized for the forgiveness of all your past sins, the Lord adds you to the church. And there's only one church. The Bible says, stay in the Romans letter. Paul says, salute one another with a holy kiss. He says, the churches of Christ salute you. Only one church. Church of Christ.
Amen.
Yeah. Gotta be. There's only one type of baptism, and that's the one that after you've heard God, in order to obey the gospel, can nobody in darkness, you know, sometimes we say, well, my preacher told me the same thing you said. Is he in the Church of Christ? No, he wasn't. Well, you was in darkness. That's the person in darkness telling you darkness. Yeah, somebody can know something what it is, but unless that person has obeyed it, he haven't believed it.
Amen.
You got to believe it yourself. So if you're here this morning and you're subject to the invitation, we're going to bid you to come out. If you need to respond to the message, We bid you to come together. We stand and sing a verse of a hymn. Thank you very much.